Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
KFNC on Bellevue, Houston, a Gow Media station.
ESPN
97.5.
I'm gonna make it bend and break.
They sent you to me with that
same prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show.
Let the good times.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, Barry and Nick, one of our least favorite things to do on an otherwise great AT&T SportsNet Astros broadcast, which we can get into at some point, where they've ranked the broadcasters for the different teams. But they just put up a graphic that goes with one of the hated stats that we all can't stand, whether it be Miles Straw or our man, Yordan Alvarez. Do you realize?
He's on pace for?
Oh, not forget on pace for. Oh. They just put up, Yordan Alvarez has 40 home runs and 122 RBIs this year.
Professionally.
Between 56 minor league games.
I hate that.
And 50 some regular season games.
Callis was on that for a while.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's
where he's
just,
like, yeah, he leads professional baseball. Guess what? We're not counting that.
There isn't an award for most valuable professional baseball player across any baseball league where you get paid, because then guys from the Skeeters might be up for it.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they're not walking him here with a base open like they did earlier.
Yeah, 4-3 now. Sox over the Astros. Two on, second and third, one out, top of the third.
I guess they like that lefty-lefty matchup.
Well, he's okay, but...
No, the Sox do.
I know, but I'm saying, if there is a... You have a better-than-average chance of getting him out with a lefty, even
though... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's probably why they didn't intentionally walk him and face Yuli, because then you create a lefty-righty matchup, but...
Well, he got an RBI, so we're tied at four. Astros.
That's the job done. And is that still won a game? Or
he
over,
gets,
right?
He gets the ribby, too, yeah.
So. Yeah, that's still one or over, more than one RBI game. That means he's on pick.
Okay. Easy now. No, that's his 123rd professional RBI of the year. Just remember that.
Couple texts. Hey, Joel, yesterday I heard you mention about the mosquito product that your wife bought. Do you happen to have a picture of it? Thanks a lot.
Just go to at Pac-Man Joel on Twitter, and I put the picture up there, and there was a lot of people that were interested in that, so it's up. My wife got it on Amazon.
Yes.
And ignore the guy that sent me 86 text messages that tried to scientifically try and take it apart. Just if you don't want it, don't buy it.
Yeah.
I just told you it seemed to work for us.
There was somebody that texted that we were talking about the wrong Chicago White Sox rookie phenom, or young phenom. Cool, then talk about it on your show. Because we wanted to talk about Moncada.
Yeah, and Eloy Jimenez is the other guy.
It's that simple. You go talk about the Chicago White Sox on your show that you want to talk about, and we'll talk about the Chicago White Sox on this show that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sock it.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Very nice. Hey, did anyone use Keith Urban? I'm trying to put this stupid-ass list together.
No, he's all yours. Nick thought about it, but no.
Damn, that was too fast.
Yeah,
you are
definitely an urban legend. You go ahead and take
that
urban.
Yeah. I saw that when I got my Google fingers working, but nah.
I'm guessing that's not prior to 2009 either, so.
It could be.
At this point, we're not even keeping track. Go ahead, try it.
All right.
I may check it tomorrow. So I was mentioning this. We might as well get out of the way, but what I don't like is... there's a website, awfulannouncing.com.
Yes.
And a lot of times they have good stuff when we catch a play-by-play guy or someone that has one of those moments. But every year they do a poll and they rate the local TV announcers. And so I was curious because I know Blummer was out there a couple days ago letting people know, hey, check it out and make sure you keep tabs on it. Astros at 14.
Didn't like it.
I don't like it either.
Yeah, I don't think that a lot of people, I'll say this. I feel like a lot of people don't like Todd Callis.
Really?
Yeah. I've even heard certain shows on this station making fun of him.
Okay.
I happen to be a big fan of his and Blummer's individually and as a team. I think they complement each other well. I think when they first got started, it was a little weird, the chemistry, but that's just anything. When we first got started, it was weird.
Sure.
I think that they really, I like what Blummer brings. He makes it fun. And I think with, you know, Julia Morales and the way that they mess with her, I think it's a really good broadcast. I always did like back in the day, Jim DeShays.
I thought
he did a great job in the booth, and he was actually one ranking ahead of them for the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the – now, if you were talking radio announcers,
you know how I feel about that. And I'm kind of with you. But here's the thing that –
But TV-wise, I think they do a great job.
They do this for the NBA, and we've seen that in recent years. The Rockets
Where did
have
juice
been
fall?
The Rockets – no, they only do TV. But the Rockets had been down in the lower one or two, three in the whole league, one of the worst three. And when you look at what I don't like about the way when these ratings came out is, essentially, the Strohs were Callis and Blum were 14 last year. They're 14 this year. Look, we love Blummer, as you mentioned. He can be bought. He can be bribed. And we don't like that. But other than that, because he loves our show and we love having him on until we were told that there was another station that made sure we couldn't because they were upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't blame him for that. Callis is, I don't know if it's an acquired taste. You know, obviously his dad was a Hall of Famer and a broadcaster, right. Harry Callis, for the Phillies and originally for the Astros. But what I didn't like either, when you look at the ratings, with all these other broadcasts, like for instance with the Yankees or the Mets, and they mention every single ex-player that does any kind of analysis work for the team, yet they only list Callis and Blum for the Astros. Well, put Bagwell on there and put Berkman on there and put some of these guys that enhance the broadcast that much more. And then tell me that doesn't make a difference, because though I like they're ahead of the Red Sox and some of the big city, big time broadcasts with maybe bigger budgets than the Astros and AT&T Sportsnet, I still think they're better than a lot of the teams they put in the top 10.
I would agree.
So, and I mean, we can go over the top 10, but you're right. The Cubs were at 13.
But, I mean, even going over it, unless you're watching all these, who the hell else is going to know?
I'm just going to say, whether you base it on cities or if there's any other kind of bias that you might try and find. But, the Twins.
Where do they have the Yankees? Were the Yankees top 10?
Behind the Astros.
Okay.
No.
Well, then there's no bias.
They were at 15.
I feel like if the Yankees and the Red Sox aren't up there, Dodgers and Angels aren't up there top 10, then there's no bias.
So
if any of those are top 10, then you might be able to say there's some bias.
You might have a couple, because the Twins are at 10.
Okay.
The A's are at 9.
All right.
The Brewers are at 8.
Blue.
No, the Brewers are pretty good, because Brian Anderson, the guy that does the playoffs,
I'm just booing them because of you.
Yeah, Toronto is at 7. And here you go. Angels at 6.
Okay.
Dodgers at 5.
Okay. There's your bias.
Orioles at 4. So there might change it up. But Mets at 3. Then the Giants at 2.
Yeah, there's your bias.
And the Padres at 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Padres have the best announcing team.
Mark Sweeney, the ex-player.
Yeah.
And Mark
Brother
Grant.
Of Mike Sweeney?
I don't know.
I think so.
That would be my joke normally, but if you're being serious,
I think that's okay. I think this is,
and then
his brother.
Don Orsillo, who I believe used to do Red Sox games too, now he's doing Padres games. So it's not based on market size or team performance in that one. I think one of the unsung ones is too the Giants, because Dwayne Kuiper, the ex shortstop for the Giants, does a ton of the games. John Miller, the ex ESPN guy, is also part of that. But the fact that Dwayne Kuiper didn't make himself into an analyst like most players do, he made himself into a play-by-play guy. I think that's a really tough thing to do, a skill to develop, and I give him credit for doing that. And they are pretty good. I've heard them in the past, but I just think Blummer and TK, based on everything, and again, AT&T doesn't have this exorbitant budget like a lot of these networks do.
Right. Put them middle of the road. I don't know. I probably would have had them top 10, but then again, if we're being honest, mm-hmm. we don't listen to the other broadcasts. The other day when I was in Little Rock, when I got home late from the club, I was watching a replay of the Rockies-Padres game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was the Padres or the Rockies, but I can tell you that I didn't notice. I was like, Blummer, we're spoiled in Houston at how good Callis and Blummer are compared to whoever these guys are.
Mm-hmm.
That was my honest. And that had nothing to do with, I just thought that in passing at the time.
You say we
I was
don't,
like, man,
but
we're so spoiled.
Of a lot of people in this market, you and I do, because we watch a lot of MLB Network. And MLB Network does the live look-ins. When they do the live look-ins, they pick up whoever's doing the game, one of the two teams' feeds, And I do catch a lot of the games. And you can tell. And the one thing that I think when you say they're spoiled, and we've said this to Blummer's face when he's on the show in the past, but he and Matt Bullard do something that more broadcasters need to do. And that is they stay in tune with the times. So they have Twitter Tuesday, and they have all the tweets. Mm-hmm. And Blummer actually responds to them during the telecast, mm-hmm. which makes people feel more a part of it. He's huge into StatCast and bringing all those numbers and the analytics like the organization is. And people geek out about that stuff. They want to know the exit velocity. They want to know the launch angle. And it's a different kind of unique stat to look at when looking at baseball, where a lot of the old school guys don't do that.
You know, you said that, but you didn't mention Clyde and what he brings.
My fault. I should have done that. I didn't do it.
Because he brings great insight like, you know, if they score more, they're going to win.
Well, you know what what balances that and actually puts them over the top even more is when someone makes a three,
you know,
and they can say that they made it all the way from Galveston.
You don't even need to. By the way, my list is done. I don't know a single one of these songs, even the Otis Redding song. I just started copying and pasting.
But you like him.
I love Otis Redding. That's why I have ABBA.
Oh, no.
Bob Marley, Roy Clark, Otis Redding, Johnny Cash, Hall & Oates, New Edition, and Isaac Hayes. Never heard any of these songs. So,
including the New Edition one?
It's going to be a complete crapshoot come hour number three.
I think it's just going to be a complete crap. Forget the shoot. The shoot's out of the equation.
But my list is done. It took me 2 minutes.
That's the way it should be. All right, hour number two rolls on. We've got much more coming up. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour number two. 3 hour show. Thank you, Wade Miley, for not making me look good today. I'm good at doing that without help.
It's a great song, by the way. Is this
perfect
yours?
Song yeah. for this Miley yours? Situation?
Yeah, this is great.
It's Bon Jovi. It's better than whatever the hell you're putting together.
Really?
No doubt.
Oh, all of a sudden you're going to play doorbell and chime in, Mr. Producer.
I mean, no, I haven't been criticizing y'all's songs a lot.
Ready for hour three.
This song sucks. Right? There's no way when this song came on the radio back in, whatever, what was it, in the 40s or the 50s?
52.
That you actually kept the channel on the same channel. There's no way.
I have a feeling it's going to get worse in hour three.
It will. It absolutely
I really
will.
Don't know.
But you named good artists.
Because the dumbass picked the topic.
Huh?
From what you had to choose from because the dumbass that picked the topic. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Genius topic.
Good Lord. Once he had his list in, I'm like, I better get to it. And I was like, nope. No matter how fast I go on this, it ain't going to help.
Well, I used the same. I have a feeling that we all had the same Google search.
I used two or three different ones.
Best
it didn't matter.
Thank you songs.
Yeah, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It's
I was so mad
Slim
whoever
Pickens
got
out there.
Alanis Morissette.
That's me.
Really pissed me off.
That's Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even play Sam and Dave. Thank you.
Well, Sam favorite and song. Dave, that goes back to your heyday when you were growing up.
Yep.
Frickin' 40s. Astros not in a good position. Down 6-4. Miley has continued to off runs and still in the game right now, but it's early, and hopefully the slugfest continues because they need it because they're already falling valuable ground behind the Yankees and Dodgers.
Somebody said, doesn't that guy have a little bit of a lisp? I don't know who that's.
Who? Well, I'm not touching that one.
I don't know who they're talking about.
I will not be talking about anybody with a lisp on this show.
Somebody said, I concur on the anti-Todd Callis. He has to go.
Oh, wow.
What?
I don't think he's like
Why
that.
Why are y'all hating on Todd Callis?
There was just one thing that you guys said that y'all...
Not you guys. Barry said he doesn't like him.
No, well, he just said that he disagreed with the... What was that stat that Callis said? He didn't say anything about being anti...
Oh, no, we were goofing around about the whole
his
no,
major league
No, I think they were
staff.
Saying they don't like Todd Callis. They said he has to go.
You said that.
But he was trying to imply that you were saying that too?
No. Yeah, oh, okay. No. He's saying whoever is saying that Todd's bad, he agrees with them.
Right, but we weren't saying he was bad.
But
right?
Didn't you say you're not a big fan of TK?
I said there are other shows on this station that don't like Todd Callis.
That's what I thought.
And he
that's
said
what?
I concur with them that he has to go.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Clyde also taught us how easy it is to club baby seals. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I know what it means because I had to deal with
it.
Is
that not nice?
No, he
clubbed a baby seal?
No. So in a broadcast, and this was back when Les owned the team and hit Les's wife Nancy with the whole PETA thing and animals have rights and all that.
PETA bread.
That's and so Clyde said something to the effect of the Rockets, it's so easy for the Rockets to score and get layups. It's like clubbing baby seals. And I mean, literally, my phone the next day, the voicemails, the emails, everything.
Like clubbing baby seals.
And I was like, Clyde, do you remember saying that? He goes, no, did I? And I go, well, I've got the audio right here. And yeah.
It's as easy as shooting babies in a barrel. No, Clyde, that's not the saying, bro.
I had one that was worse.
Oh, that's so funny. It's as easy as clubbing baby seals. That's what you went with? Bro, you couldn't have just said easy as pie? Pie's easy, Clyde.
Uh-huh.
Clubbing baby seals.
And there was one worse
one
than that?
One worse. Yep. Oh,
my By gosh. Who? You got to let us know.
Murph. So you remember, and I don't know if I can say this or not, but you remember when Coutinho and Steve Francis used to and Mucci and all those guys, and whenever a big play happened, they were always jumping up in each other's arms and doing the excessive celebration. Well, one night, I think it was Steve made a shot, and Coutinho came running up from behind him and jumped on his back and like got a piggyback ride. And no, it's not sexual.
Okay.
Murph basically made the comment that he was riding him like a certain kind of jockey.
No.
Yeah.
Like a one that would maybe
like something that
like
you might race
animal?
At the like something you like might a, race at Sam Houston.
Like a desert animal
yeah.
that has humps?
So
oh, no.
I mean to tell you the outrage and the
Rightfully
anger.
So.
Oh, no question. And the
that's
letters
pretty much the N word
and everything.
For I mean and, that's and look, pretty bad.
To Murph's defense, he had heard the term and had no idea
what it meant.
Yeah, what it meant. And yeah. So then I had to kind of show him the definitions, and we had to talk about it, and then he felt awful.
Is it like calling someone a Freddo?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Is that the same? Because Chris Cuomo seems Cuomo. To think that that's the
From
N-word.
CNN, yeah.
And I think we discussed it yesterday. There's a lot worse words that
yeah,
you could call someone
that
that's
far
Italian.
As to say it. And I know that some of the other shows played the audio. I don't know if we even still have it. But, I mean, here's a guy yeah. that when he's on CNN, he's obviously.
I thought you were doing Madden for a second.
No.
Here's
a guy when he talks, he actually goes faster. No, he actually obviously has to be real straight-laced and everything like that. But he went off the deep end.
I didn't hear I saw
yeah,
that
he
responded. But I didn't see what he said.
Said he would throw him down the stairs.
No. I'm talking about after that video, like either today or yesterday. He was
if he would even see. I don't know. But the professional thing to do is you don't even address it on the air.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did it via Twitter, but I just saw a headline, and I don't want to like be incorrect in when how he responded. Or
well, let's
where.
Just say he wasn't happy. The president even jumped in on it to try and take shots at him because of it.
Well, he's not a big fan of.
Freddo or whatever.
Yeah, in a borderline
race. Freddo
racist
or Fredo?
Fredo.
Fredo. Oh, like from, Alfredo.
Right. No, like from.
Like Chicken Alfredo. Now I get it.
It's
an Italian
the
food
Godfather.
Slur.
From the Godfather series.
He's a breadstick.
They called him a Fredo. And he actually, in his outrage towards the people that called him that, basically said, look, are any of you guys Italian? And if you've seen the movie The Godfather, you realize that's a slap in the face to call an Italian a Fredo.
That's
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass bitches from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
And they use though? It as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
I'm a little bit.
It's an insult to your people. It's an insult to your fucking people. It's like the N-word for us.
It's not really. Not even close.
And if he was real authentic, wouldn't he call him?
Last time I checked, there was no character in a movie that went by the name N-word.
True.
I don't think that it's the same. Good
point.
It's not the same. You know, you'll hear where in other races, for example, back in the day, and don't take this out of context, they would use descriptions like, oh, he's an Uncle Tom. Mm-hmm. That's the equivalent of what they did to Chris Cuomo.
Fair, right.
It's not the same as the N-word. No, I mean, he's being overly dramatic and overly sensitive.
Now, it would be more impactful if he said it right and said, Italian.
I'm an Italian. And
but yeah, he went off the deep end.
Don't be calling me a minestrone and Alfredo.
I think the bigger thing here is I don't care if you're on set with a shirt and a tie and a jacket on, or you're at some music festival, you still realize at a certain point you have a reputation. Mm-mm. And you're going to get bashed for that.
Joe.
You've got to control yourself.
Don't go down. No. You and I are both guilty of that. We're public figures, whether you like it or not.
I mean, but
we're
not as that popular level, as it. Right. No, but it doesn't matter. Television, everything else.
If the listener party tomorrow, if someone came up to you and talked mess about Lisa or talked mess about Taylor or said something different to you, no, it's not. Because you're a public figure. You should be respectful.
To keep it.
It's like last year when a boy was like, I stole your shirt. And now I'm selling it. And I said, you're a horrible person. And then he tried to fight. He almost got hit.
But again, like, what I'm saying is there's a way. You can still say everything that he said to go at those guys without all the cuss bombs and the threats.
All I'm saying is you can't expect. Well, he said he would throw him down the stairs.
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
Valid. If you're offended, I would want to throw you down the stairs if you offended me. But you can't expect him to take the high road.
It's just like on Twitter, the difference between the two of us is you freely cuss.
Oh, yeah.
And I worry about it, so I don't.
But
I just feel like that's something that, you know, people can scrub your Twitter at any time.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
And I know, but it's, again, my whole thing is the training that I had from a broadcast.
You're worried about your reputation for the future.
And for, yeah, now and
then. I don't have a reputation, so I don't have to worry about it.
And I'm saying from a Chris Cuomo standpoint, you could do everything that he did without cussing or threatening and still be just fine. But the minute that you let your guard down that way, that's when they start going, we got you. We're going to embarrass
you. Well, they said it. They're like, bro, you see all these cameras? They set him up is what it was. They absolutely set that dude up and ambushed him and did that. And they knew it was going to piss him off. They knew it was going to get under his skin. So for me, I really don't have a problem with it because it's nothing that I probably wouldn't have said to somebody.
And I don't. That doesn't surprise me, but I'm just saying everybody looks at it differently.
You've been like that too.
I'll go, but what I'm saying is I'll go at someone without cussing or threatening them.
No. You've cursed on air at people.
No. Have I?
Yes. I know you've cursed on the air. I don't think I've cursed at somebody.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't count.
I don't think he would do it on Twitter.
Let me just make that clear. You don't count.
No, I know I don't count. I'm just saying, you've gone after people and used harsh language. Now, you didn't call them like an a-hole or an MF or anything like that.
Yeah, that would be me.
But you have cursed in going after people. And again, you still went after people. So you don't. I don't expect him to take the high road.
I didn't say high road. I just think do it in a more tactful manner.
Nah.
I think what really set him off, and it was kind of funny, because he was like, you know I could take you. He's like, I'm standing right here, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? And that really made him mad. He's like, well, do it. And then he didn't do it. So that obviously, like, that probably raised his anger 10 more notches.
P. Randizzo has a good point. If you're willing to use the word Fredo, but you also say N-word, they're not the same. Because you would have said, oh, that's the F-word and the N-word. That's a good point, too.
All right, we got to go to break. We're running a little late, but we'll catch up and get back on track. Second half of the show comes up next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Mama, you know I love you.
Dark of shame, darling, dark of shame. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here goes the second half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday. What?
Here comes
the hate?
No. Here comes the ridiculous white people.
Oh, no.
Someone texted and said, so you're saying that if someone calls a white guy a cracker, you're saying it's not the same as the N-word. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly 1,000% what I'm saying to you. If you don't understand the difference between the two words, that's on you. I'm not even going to explain it to you. If you don't understand the difference, well, that's just, we'll just chalk that up to your ignorance of the words. I didn't call you ignorant. I said you're ignorant of the words. So save the rest of those texts because I won't be reading them.
Well, you will. You just won't be reading them.
I'll be deleting them.
Yeah.
Can we wish happy birthday to Magic Johnson? Huh?
60.
Didn't think he'd make it.
I was going
to
say, how many people thought he was going to get to that milestone?
Nobody.
Nobody.
How much money did he spend outside the country to find the cure?
Man.
Hey, real quick, this is the second opportunity to call in for the fantasy draft at Twin Peaks
in
Webster. So 713-780-3776. I'll be there Wednesday, August 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll hold the fantasy draft there. Thanks to our good folks at Twin Peaks. Your opportunity to call is right now. 713-780-3776. Three callers.
First three callers in the nick of time. Sharara puts that down on the airwaves to get people involved. And here come the callers. So well done, Nick. Wade Miley's been pulled.
Yeah.
They upheld the call. So it's 6-4, second and third, one out for the White Sox. Yeesh. Not a good outing for Wade Miley.
No.
The ERA is not going to hit the 2.87.
The track record, though.
You can stick the track record right up here.
Hey, so for his 60th birthday,
yeah.
Magic has been tweeting out lists.
Okay.
Top 60 list. So he's got like the top 60 films of all time, the top 60 athletes turned entrepreneurs of all time, top 60 places to travel, whatever, no one cares, top 60 TV shows. Let's just start there with the TV shows because his number one TV show,
yeah,
21 Jump Street.
Oh, stop it.
I swear to you, that's number
all
one
genres,
on his list.
Just the whole list. Greatest TV shows ever.
When you're talking about, and he's got, because he's got like the Arsenio Hall show listed sixth. Sixth.
That's his boy.
It doesn't matter. He's got.
But we're talking the old Arsenio Hall show, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
The talk show.
Those people over there. Yeah, that one.
Right, not the new one because he made a comeback.
Oh, did he?
That's what I'm.
Man, nobody's watching.
And that. I think that got canceled.
He's got Chappelle's show 12th. Behind the Brady Bunch, Bonanza, the Andy Griffith Show.
Stop it, man.
Magic, what are you doing?
You got Seinfeld.
A Different World is third. Now, look, I liked A Different World.
Right?
But A Different World is not the third best TV show ever. Look, he's got In Living Color 29th. You want to know the last show he has at number 60?
Yeah.
What's Happening?
I like when I was growing. I love What's Happening. Raj rerun.
But can I tell you why I got pissed off at this?
Big Shirley.
He's got two problems I have with this list. Besides the fact that 21 Jump Street is first,
that's a big problem.
He's got Martin at 38.
Yeah.
Martin is my favorite TV show all time.
Great show.
There's no way there's the 38th best TV show of all time. Then he's got Sanford and Son at 46. You can go to hell, Magic Johnson. Yeah. That's a terrible list of TV shows.
The first thing that came to mind when you started telling me that he did all these lists is who did them for him?
Because
he's so busy anyway. He probably just had someone that started compiling. Hey, Magic, for your birthday, it'd be a good idea if you tweeted this stuff out. He's like, I like it. Go do it. Give me some suggestions. But then I could see him not paying close attention to a lot of the lists.
What do you think his number one movie of all time is?
Oh, man. Of all time?
It's not for Love and Basketball.
Thank God.
I was hoping
the Godfather.
Wasn't. Okay. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Now you've brought it full circle to Fredo.
So here's his top five: The Godfather, A Piece of the Action. I don't even know what
a
piece
that?
I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. Bad Boys, Barbershop, and The Best Man.
Dang, I thought Boomerang was going to be in there.
Boomerang was 9.
Okay.
Boys in the Hood 10. Booty Call?
Booty Call's funny.
Booty Call's not in the top 30.
Oh.
It didn't make the list. Wow, dang. You would really have Booty Calls, one of the 60 greatest films in the
not
history
greatest,
of
it's
films.
Funny.
There's a, I mean,
no. When you talk about the greatest films of all time,
my favorite movie of all time is Tommy Boy, but I'm not putting it as
Tommy
one of the
Boy's
greatest,
great. Yeah.
One of the greatest 60 films of all time.
No, you put there's yeah.
He's got Scarface at 48.
Shawshank in there.
Oh, I'm sure. If it's not, he's
has to be.
Definitely.
If the usual suspects isn't, he's fired.
Oh, good point. I don't see New Jack City's at 39. Oh, Love and Basketball 36.
There you go.
Of course.
I believe that was based on Tina Thompson.
Oh, really?
I believe.
Dude, Shawshank is not on this list.
Oh, man.
How? And The Usual Suspects is not on this list, so therefore this list is null and void.
Null and void, correct.
He does have Harlem Nights at 29, which needs to be moved up. He's got Friday at 23. He's got Ghost ahead of Harlem Nights.
Ghost?
I actually like that movie, but I wouldn't put it over.
No!
Yeah.
Ghost is the one with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze in the
He's
clay.
He's got Ghost ahead of Goodfellas.
Oh, stop it.
Man.
Maybe he really did make that. That's a unique taste.
Yeah, that's a stupid taste. It's dumb. And then the last list that matters is the top 60 athletes turned entrepreneurs. Do you think that he would have... So, on this list, I'll say this. He went in alphabetical order here.
Oh, he did. But he has to be on the list because he's killed it.
He's not on the list.
But that would be vain. So I appreciate
vain,
that.
It would be vain, but at the same time, if he had him on the list, you can't argue with it.
No.
So the other ones, I don't know what the rhyme or reasoning was. I'm just assuming he had it in order because he started with The Godfather and Boomerang was down. So it wasn't, you know. But this list is just, so he's got, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Alex Rodriguez. I don't know.
No Shaq?
Yeah. Oscar De La Hoya?
He does have Shaq. He does have Oscar De La Hoya. He's got like Pat Riley.
Businessman? What does he do?
Well, because he trademarked three-peat and made a killing off of it.
And he wrote several books that were very popular.
But that makes you an author, though, not a businessman.
Well,
he's got Ray Allen. I mean, I don't know.
Now, Ray's got some businesses, but...
You would know. I don't know.
I mean, Ray and his wife did the first fast food of all healthy foods.
Steph and Aisha Curry did.
No, Ray did his first.
Oh.
And they have it inside the Dolphin Stadium. They have several where even go to the drive-thru, it's all healthy ingredients and all that other stuff. That's done really well. But I don't know if that's the only...
Here's the thing, though. Like, this whole turn to entrepreneur thing... It's the fact that they're capitalizing on their name, but I don't know that that's turning them on. They're using their fame.
Well, don't forget Steph's mini golf show.
Because he has like Tony Hawk. Is Tony Hawk an entrepreneur?
That mini golf show sucks.
Is Tony Hawk an entrepreneur?
I would say, yeah.
Or is
Tony
he capitalized
Hawk,
on his fame?
Did he have a product line based on?
Product line, a video game. He's the Michael Jordan of skateboard.
The video game,
right.
For sure. But
at
that's
least
like
from
Madden.
A name standpoint.
Does the fact that Madden football,
what was
is his
Tony
name,
Hawk
make him a great
Hawk
entrepreneur?
Jam.
Or does it just make him the guy that was chosen to be the face of the EA franchise?
That's a good. You could probably compare it to what I just said about
Tony Hawk's name being authors.
Is it the Tony Hawk Puck Jam or something like that? He had that part of it too. That was part of it. That
Tony
was a whole
Hawk,
like
what?
A music festival and kind of like an X Games experience.
So he's got like now some of these names like LeBron has the game shows and the TV and the production
right.
and stuff, and Magic has the theaters and stuff like that. So he obviously
right.
should have been on here. But he's got, I mean, some of the names
Vince
that
Young?
I'm. No.
See, because that's
Young.
The other thing you got to take into consideration. There are also people that are going to pay you for use of your name, and then people assume it's yours
right.
when it's not. Vince
right.
Young's Steakhouse is not Vince Young's, it's Mattress Max.
Really?
And he paid Vince Young. Just like Brett Favre's Steakhouse and Ryan Braun and Aaron Rodgers had a restaurant for a while in Milwaukee. It wasn't their restaurants. People paid to use their names.
Let me tell you what. Since you're saying that, it reminded me of a guy that has a steakhouse that absolutely is his. Don Shula's, right?
Okay.
That's his steakhouse.
Because there was one here in Houston.
Yeah, and Don Shula's not on this list. Fail. Way to go, Magic.
Magic, you know what Magic's going to tell us?
What?
He got someone from his office to put these lists together because he's not going to take full credit.
So you're saying he had some aides to help him make it?
On that note, we're going to wrap up that segment. We're going to have plenty more to go. We're wrapping up hour number two, still another full 60 minutes after that. So you've got plenty of opportunities to join us. Boy, I wish you would. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. Right back with more ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the man was right. The three of us are in the Gal Media studios on a Wayback Wednesday, taking us through your workday. What?
So you're damn right we are. You're over there getting water all over your face at the fountain.
No, I wasn't. You were
you all in the face.
You were gratifying the fountain until it had too much.
I was waiting.
And there's Twitter proof.
I'll say this. When I tweeted that out, I bet Josh, I set the over-under at the number of people that would comment on the technique at 6, and he took the over. Not one yet. I'm going to say I'm proud of the suspects for not taking the cheap and easy
250
joke.
250 by 4 o'clock. Watch the tide
cheap,
turn.
The cheap and easy joke was there, and the suspects didn't take it, and I'm proud of them.
I think taking the cheap and easy joke sometimes is a gift.
You like that?
I do.
Yes. All right. So people are saying Barry Magic's list was in alphabetical order. And then the more I'm looking at it, you're right. There's a lot of it that is in alphabetical order, but it's not all in alphabetical order because it leads with The Godfather. And then somewhere there's like A Bronx Tale is 11, but you said
the Bourne Identity was like at 31.
Yeah, but they don't count. You said A Bronx Tale, they don't count
I don't
the
think
A.
You don't count the A or the.
It starts with an A. The Bourne Identity is sandwiched between Jerry Maguire and Iron Man.
For instance,
Man. That don't make any sense.
The Eagles is going to be an E band.
Well, I get the. You don't count these, but Godfather is still number one, followed by A Piece of the Action. So if you don't count the A, it's Piece of the Action. That's a P. That should have been later down the line. Mm-hmm. But then A Bronx Tale is 11. So wouldn't it be up there with the A's, A Piece of the Action?
Yeah.
See, this doesn't make sense. But the rest of them
everybody
do look
thinks
like
a dumbass because of it.
But you can see now the pattern of the alphabetical, but it's not really alphabetical because the Bourne Identity is right in the middle of it. That doesn't make any sense. An Officer and the Gentleman is in the middle of it. That's weird. Anyways, I digress.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. You and I were talking about this earlier. I brought it up to you because last night in the ninth inning, the Astros had a chance to bring the tying run to the plate if Correa had run out a ball, and he decelerates and just gives up on it, and the White Sox close out the game. Well, Yordan just hit a grounder to Abreu at first and basically just loafed it out of the box, and Abreu kicks it, bobbles it, stumbles through, and I'm like, he's still going to get him out, and it's going to really piss me off. And luckily, he dropped it, and Yordan finally got to first base. I was like, someone better talk to him while he's just young and you can get to him.
No, you know what it is. It's the knee. They have probably even told him, listen, man, if you ground out, if it's an out, there's no reason to bust down the line.
He's playing the outfield today.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, they may still have him like, hey, listen, the less running you have to do, we don't mind it if you're not busting it down the line.
I mean, you've seen this with the Dodgers and other teams this year,
sure,
where if you're not going to run a ball out and play hard, then you're going to sit down.
But also guys that are injured, remember.
It's a fair point.
I mean,
if he's hurt.
They'll say, hey, take it easy on the base. When Altuve was injured, if he grounded out to second base, he wasn't killing himself down the line. So I don't have a problem with that. Now, if he's fully healthy
and you're
doing
down,
it,
you're trying, you know, every base runner counts because you're down three runs.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get to some of these calls. All right, let's, Jerry, identify yourself, please.
Hello.
There he is. Thank you very much.
What's up, Jerry?
Did you really say that Magic Johnson, one of Magic Johnson's aides, made the list for him? You're a monster.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jerry. No idea.
Barry, how are you not in jail?
Why would I be in jail for that?
It just shows your moral compass. You're an absolute monster.
I am not a monster.
Anyway,
Joel said he had help. Does the president
I didn't
have
say
help?
He had it. I said he probably
had someone write it for him. What is another term for someone that would help you with something? An aide,
an assistant.
Oh well, or a helper. Shut up, Jerry. It doesn't matter.
Oh my god! But I will agree. Ghost. I mean, that is just a quality movie, especially when the dead husband goes in Whoopi's body and goes, girl, what'd you do to your hair? You like it? It's autumn sunrise. That's the best line in the whole movie.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember that, Jerry. I can't believe you do. You are a monster and should be in jail for being able to recite any
line from
Ghost.
Yeah, you're reciting lines from Ghost. I could see you saying
that. How about this one?
Are you calling from the pedicure place?
No, Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Costco.
Exactly. No, the buckle.
Oh, okay. Get out of the dressing room, Jerry. They have ways to trace those cameras back to you.
Don't get me started on you. I'm being nice to Nick today. Anyway, yo, have a good one. Who you guys got for those top three fights for the UFC card? I'm like pumped. I can't wait for this.
I haven't even looked at the card yet.
See you, Jerry. Appreciate
it. Paulo Costa, Yoel Romero, Nick Diaz, Anthony Pettis, and Stipe versus Cormier. Yeah. And a bunch of other fights.
Stipe Cormier is this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because they interviewed Cormier on ESPN yesterday. Yeah,
I'll take Cormier in that.
I will, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the part where Joe
Jerry,
Blanco's
asleep. Jerry, are you going tomorrow?
Later,
Jerry. Yeah, I'm going to be a little bit later.
Well, you're not now. Not after that remark. You're out.
I'll see you soon, then.
Okay, buddy.
Later, bud.
All right. One more call before we go to break. Cowboy Troy.
Is this the rapper, Cowboy Troy?
I don't know. If it is, we'll hang up. Troy, go ahead.
Isn't Cowboy Troy a rapper?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he's not part of Big and Rich.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
You hate this. Okay, never mind that.
Go ahead, bud.
Hey, no, this is Cowboy Trav.
Oh, Trav, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I just want to give a big old thanks to Barry and Zoe and Nickel. About a month ago, I was in the ER, and I listened to y'all guys because I had the diverticulitis.
Yep.
And I was fighting during the show. And I appreciate the prayers and all that. And I love y'all's show. I'm still in the hospital. I'm still listening to y'all. I got surgery in a couple of weeks to fill my intestines and all that. And y'all just make my day better every time it comes on.
Well, if that's...
Y'all bless my day.
That's the least we can do for you, brother. You just keep fighting and keep doing what you're doing, get through all that. But we anything we can do like that that makes a difference, we appreciate you shouting to us, too.
Prayers up to you, man.
Yes, sir.
Take care of yourself.
Yes, sir. And one more thing, Joe, since, you know, Cowboy Trav, you think Randall Cobb just going to have just a basic season, or is he going to get underlooked because of Amari Cooper?
Who, Randall Cobb?
Yes, sir.
I think if Randall Cobb stays healthy, he's going to have a good year. His biggest problem in Green Bay the last couple of years was he couldn't stay healthy. But when you look at, they don't have a Cole Beasley type, and Randall Cobb is that guy. And because he still keeps himself in great shape, I think that, like you said, because they have so many options, assuming they all work out their contracts and their plan, I think Randall Cobb could have a big year for the Cowboys if he stays healthy for sure. So there you go.
There you go, man. Take care of yourself, Trav.
Yeah, no doubt. Keep fighting that fight.
Prayers up, homie.
There you go.
This is you. Yeah. I used to know this song.
I know. You love this song.
I really do.
I know.
My parents used to jam this in the LTD on the way to Nanny's house.
That's why I put it on my list. So you couldn't have it.
Hate you.
Hey, it's hour number 2, 3-hour show. So still got 60 minutes to go. Don't go anywhere. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Got me old fiddle when the sun's coming up. I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a fun.